Then talking about the management, we are going to start with the general management in which we are going to manage the skin failure first by applying emollients, which should contain 50:50 ratio of liquid paraffin and white soft paraffin. We are going to avoid applying topical steroids because there will be systemic absorption, and if it is needed, it should be applied only for a limited period of time. The alternatives which can be used for the steroids are the immunomodulators, tacrolimus, pimecrolimus, calcipotriol. PUVA will also be helpful in order to prevent the systemic infections or sepsis because of the cutaneous infections. We can also give systemic antibiotics, antiseptics, topical antibiotics, but they should also be applied to a limited extent. Besides this, because we know that they are prone to develop the food allergies, so such kind of a diet such as fish and nuts should be avoided. To overcome the hypotrichosis and sparsity of the hair, the woman can be treated by advising them wearing wigs. For the treatment of the skin cancers associated with HPV, for close follow-up of the patients and counseling should be included in the management plan. Because overall we have seen that there is no effective therapy available for common Netherton syndrome, we are only going to give our conservative treatment to these patients. Besides this, a new and successful approach is the IV immunoglobulin given in a dose of 0.4 grams per kg per month, and it has shown impressive results, especially in children and initial failure to thrive. Significant improvement has also been seen with the biological agents such as TNF-alpha, a monoclonal antibodies, infliximab, which is given in severe form of the disease.